Listen, there are two types of people in this world. Those who love a good motorboat at an opportune time, and those who live comatose, like Mitch McConnell at an infinity staring contest. Life is short. You can't Melissa Etheridge your way through the week, beckoning people to come to your window and stay by the light of the moon. No, 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 no. You gotta toss your hair back, check your nails, and say, baby, how you doing? The true measure of success shall not be determined by the coffee you drink, but in how you stir that coffee. Gone are the days of being indoctrinated by Soundgarden. We don't need your spoon, man. We have fisherman's crafts, motorboat coffee stirrers. Wind them up, cast them on the bow of your coffee mug, and let the magic happen. Witness the perfect storm that is the perfect stir each and every time. You can even customize your motorboat by adding your name onto it. Check out www.fishermanscrafts.com for all of the stuff, and be sure to use code WAKEUPWITHJENNY to snag a discount. What did you think I meant by motorboat? Sickos. Welcome back, everybody. So good to be back with you. Thanks again for joining me for another episode of Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I am here with my very good friend, Anel. Hi, Anel.
Hello. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing very good, especially this weekend. On to new adventures.
Exactly. Exciting. Mm-hmm. I want to get to all that exciting stuff if you care to share later on. But it's good to see you. It's good to see you. We talk all the time, but it's good to see your face.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Last time we set something up, I just,
life happens.
Life happened.
Yeah.
Yep, life happened. So,
Yeah. It is, you were just mentioning it, but it applies here as well. It is hot here. I don't know, the weather all around the world, but right now it is super, super hot. Yes, I'm in a hoodie, but it is hotter than Satan's asshole out here right now. I don't know. What's the weather like? Because you're in Miami, right?
I'm on the West Coast. I'm in the Fort Myers area, Cape Coral, which is west of Miami, but. The way things are turning, I'm starting to call it the Miami of the West, because we're getting a lot of that influence down this way too.
Yeah.
But we've had several advisories here. Now I am used to working in the heat, but when you see me sweating, it's hot. It's hot. So it's been hot. So everybody, be careful, stay hydrated, and remember, not only water, drinks with electrolytes in it or
electrolytes.
Yeah.
You can actually, if you don't have electrolytes, you can actually make your own with some lemon or lime and a pinch of salt. So that works great too. It's funny because it's also been raining here a lot, which I really like. I really love like a nice, cool, breezy, rainy night, especially. I don't mind it during the day, but I love it at night too. And so it's funny that it's been so, so hot, but it's also been raining a lot too. So it's just, the weather has just been,
it's been very weird.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, I'm so used to the Florida patterns and working outdoors, you get to kind of know this clouds. Oh, it's not going to rain or what have you. And in the summertime, if you are a Florida resident, you can almost tell the time as it gets later in the year. For instance, in the beginning of summer, right around 3 o'clock is when we start hearing the thunderstorms and whatnot. Mm. And then as it gets later on in the year, it starts getting later and later. This year has been very weird. We've had a dry spell. I think it hadn't rained in like 2 weeks, and that's very rare for Florida summers. And all of a sudden today, that it's like you might actually hear thunder because it's starting to thunder outside. So
yeah, we're supposed to get some rain too in about a half an hour, supposed to start too. But yeah, it'll be nice to get a little bit of a breeze going here. I feel I know I'm wearing a hoodie. Got a shout out to Evil Empire with the hoodies, the Tiffany blue hoodie. Love it. Check them out, evilempire.com. use code EVL10 for 10% off.
there you go.
But it is very hot and sweaty. I'm very puffy today. I avoided wearing black today. I didn't want people to get confused and you know, that you were doing this interview with an orca on the other side of the camera.
Oh, please. But there was,
I'm very, very, I apologize to anybody who's watching this show. I'm very marshmallowy today. I'm very puffy today.
You look just fine. Trust me. I know we are our own worst critics.
Worst ever. And the other day, it was so funny because the other day, like, not, was it yesterday or the day before? I don't know. I was like feeling good. Okay, Maggie just flew off the couch. I was feeling great. I tried on some of my old clothes and I was like, holy crap, this fits. Like, this is insane. Like, I thought I was ginormous, but you know, it's weird. You know what? It's just, yeah, you said it. We're our own worst critics. And, I mean, as you can tell, my workout routine is not consistent. I have not kept my goal this summer so far.
It's real. It's funny that you say that, because real quick, you know, I've with what I used to do and what I do, I have a very physical job. Mm. And in fact, when I started my new career, you know, I said, well, you know, I've got to go to the, you know, when I lost my weight, I lost a lot of my muscle, and I was afraid to gain any weight. And, you know, weight muscle weighs more than fat. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of really reservations about gaining weight. So when I started doing my new job, it was very physical, and I knew that I had to get more proteins in me to build up more muscle. And I believe it was my last birthday. Somebody took a picture of me and I was like this, and I'm like, oh, okay. because again, a little bit of flex going on. Now, I say that, the reason I'm saying that is because tomorrow I start a new chapter in my career and I won't be in that physical environment anymore.
Right.
So I think I should join the gym, but because I won't have that same exposure, you know, so.
Yeah. Or you can do what I do is I buy all the equipment for at home and I never use it. So that's an option as well,
I was going to say, that would be me. That would be me. Yep. It would be totally. That's a good idea too.
Yeah. I feel like if I just keep looking at it, there's going to come a day where I'm going to feel motivated and I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to try it. I mean, yeah.
There you go. It's there. It's ready for when you're ready.
That's yeah, exactly. Ready for, we meet the client where they are.
Yep. Okay.
Meet the patients where they're at.
Yeah,
exactly. It's so funny because, and I've said this before, but it's so funny how, like when I was younger, I worked out all the time. Like I was a fanatic about it. 2-3 times a day I would work out. And then just one day I used to be a runner. Oh my gosh, I long for those days. I used to be a runner, and one day it just hit me. I remember I would get up at like 5:36 in the morning to go to the gym, and then one day it just hit me. It was in the summer and I was lying in bed and I woke up and I just said, oh, I don't feel like going today. And I literally never went again.
Yeah, that was the catalyst, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, again, when I was young, actually in 1984, I think I told you this, I ran the New York City Marathon.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I loved running. And then fast forward to around, again, this time period, I started running again. And then, of course, I tore my meniscus and my knees. That stopped. But but I missed that euphoria. In fact, when I ran, yes. I didn't wear anything. I didn't wear a watch. I didn't take my phone because I just wanted to, and I missed that. I was speaking to another friend of mine, another fellow creator, and you know, I told her, I said, you know, I missed that euphoria of running.
Yes.
I haven't been able to because of my knees, and I don't want to get any knee replacements or anything. But
yeah,
you know,
and it's funny because
your age is gonna get you.
Yeah, it's funny because when you work out, you feel good. Like anytime I work out on the odd day when I'm unwell, I'll do that. That seems like fun. I do feel good. I feel energized, and I think, oh, I should do this tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, I'm like, let's not get oversell us here. So the consistency is hard.
You know, but my excuse was I had a really erratic schedule. I didn't have a regular
Yes.
9-to-5 situation.
I
Now, of
sympathize
course,
with
that's
that.
going to change somewhat. So, and I guess we'll talk about that later. But yeah, it is more regimented. So I'm already thinking ahead and saying, okay, you know, I can do this, I can do that now. I can plan things now and say, okay, I can do that. So yeah, I haven't even taking my bike out because it has been so hot. So yeah, but yeah.
Well, we have a lot to catch up on, and let's go all the way back to, was it last October? No, was
No, it was
it?
for what? The spread the cheer?
So the Cheer Awards. So let's
The
go all the
cheer
way back to
awards
that
was
because,
that was that was and it's funny how time flies, but that was in April. That was in April
April,
of this
okay,
year.
and we're
Yeah.
in August right now,
Yeah.
which just being in August excites me because, August, that means, pumpkin spice
Yeah.
latte is around
I'm just gonna say, I
the
am so basic. Absolutely. My pumpkin spice is back.
corner, which means fall is here, which means there's
Yeah.
2 weeks till Christmas.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. And maybe and one more day to Halloween.
Exactly.
Yeah,
So
so.
tell us about the Cheer Awards, and I am flabbergasted, flummoxed, aghast, appalled, and disappointed that you were not nominated for this award. So we got to fix that this year. I know I'm not the only one that feels that way, Anel. So
It's funny. Well, it's funny you say that because when I did go, everybody kept asking me, "Were you nominated? Were you nominated?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't know the process. You know, I'm not one to, you know,
yes, there is a process too. That's true. I didn't,
right."
yeah,
And
I'm not aware of it yet.
that there's a process of nominating yourself. And to me, it's like it takes away from it. I mean, if I'm nominated, then I would expect somebody to ask me. So whenever someone did ask me, I said, well, then nominate me next year. But aside from that, first off, it was my first time going west of Minnesota because I've never been west of Minnesota. And it was my first time ever in Vegas.
So it was in Vegas. That's Vegas is
In
fun.
it of itself, it was incredible. You know, coming from Florida where everything is green and lush, and you're in a plane and you just start seeing the colors turn from gray to beige to brown because it's all desert. It's very, very, you know, culture shock. You know, a kid from the Bronx, you know, going to the West Coast. But it was amazing. The event from day one, I got there and put it to this way, you know, we always say, yeah, we're gonna just get messed up in Vegas, and I hadn't got out and partied and done that for a while, long while, and that was me. I'm gonna get messed up. I didn't need any external stimuli, just being there, the pure joy of seeing other creators, and just, I mean, things didn't go as planned. You know, they try to plan everything, but it didn't matter. We were all so happy to see each other, and it was just. I had a face from ear to ear. I was there for 4 days and it was just amazing. You know, we didn't do much of anything outside of the event, but it was just an amazing experience. When you have people cheering on for other regular people, it's amazing. You know, and when I saw Mama Tot, you know, I very respectfully went up to her and said, "Mama Tot, thank you so much. I don't mean to bother you." "No, child, you're not bothering me." She looked at
She
me.
is
She goes,
lovely.
"I remember you. You did a Christmas video with me." I'm like, you know, that took me aback. And she goes, "You know, can I get it?" "Of course, come on." And she had her friends, and you know, she was such a sweetheart. Scott D. Henry, I'm going to give you a quick story. It goes to show you how our minds are, regardless of how positive one is. Like myself, you know, I had a bad stigma in my mind about Scott D. Henry. And when I met him, that immediately evaporated. Everybody I met there just completely evaporated. I mean, just there was no, nothing, you know, and it was just amazing. It was just amazing. I spent time with Leonard Liquiciano, Leonard was the first one that saw me. I was in the hotel walking, and I hear, "Anel, Anel, Anel." And I'm looking, and this big man, you know, big guns, comes up to me and just hugs me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's amazing because we never really were friends, and we knew each other, but we didn't know each other. Mm-hmm. But here's this embrace from this man, and I'm just loving it. I mean, it was just, it was just a very euphoric experience. It was a very rewarding experience. That in and of itself was prize enough for me, you know, to just be there. And as I told you, I was already looking as we were waiting for the meeting. I'm starting to look at flights for next year, because there's no way I'm going to miss it next year. So
yeah. And I think that's the thing to focus on, is just like meeting new people and having fun and having a good time. Because so for people who are just tuning in, or maybe not familiar with what the Cheer Awards are too, so we should have said this before, sorry, but it's a social media based award ceremony, essentially, that mm-hmm. was created by some people.
Created by Spread the Cheer, and it is all for a practical charity, which is Spread the Cheer USA.
Right, and based on TikTok creators. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I didn't know the charity piece. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Well,
so what's that?
Spread the Cheer was started by Danielle Claudio. I believe she's based out of Colorado. And, you know, she comes from a business background, if I understand that correctly. And she saw a need for children in her area needing, you know, around Christmas time. That's how mm-hmm. it all started. Mm-hmm. Certain families couldn't afford Christmas. So she started this particular local charity at the time, that they would, you know, get up monies together and nominate a family or pick a family, and they would buy them their Christmas gifts and what have you. And then it has grown since then. And now they do back to school charities and all that. Mm-hmm. And it is a very practical charity. When I say that, you have United, you know, United, whatever the rest of the name is, you know, and unfortunately these have become big corporations. And I'm hoping that that doesn't happen to Spread the Cheer, because it is growing. But what I mean by the practicality is that every dollar that they do make does go back to the community. And you can, they're very transparent. You go to spreadthecheer.com, you see exactly what's going on. You know, it is an amazing charity. I've lost my taste for charities way back when I used to donate to a lot of them and see most of my money go into salaries as opposed to going
right.
to real time,
right.
You know, and I that's not, guys, donate to whomever, because even if they're donating 5 cents of every dollar, it's still 5 cents more than that particular charity, you know, or beneficiary may have. Mm-hmm. So by all means, I'm not talking any slack or anything to any charity.
But when you donate, you do it because it makes you feel good. So
correct. Correct. So, you know, so yeah. And it does. Yeah. And so, mm-hmm. but that's how it all started. And that's, and it, and then it became kind of like a thank you for certain social media influencers.
Okay.
And every year it has grown and grown and grown. And it's almost like I'm not lying to you. It's almost like a Oscar award. It's amazing. And you know me, I'm fashion. So I look at people.
Yes.
And needless to say, my jackets, and I'm not, by all means, I'm not bragging. My jackets stole the show.
They looked, not only are they amazing and lovely jackets, but they just, you wear them so well. They are just such a nice fit on you. And the pictures and the videos don't do it justice, because you just look so freaking fabulous in those paisley and gray jackets. Like they look phenomenal.
They're amazing. They really are. They're affordable. And for the affordability, their stitching and their cuts are just superb. I've bought more expensive jackets, and the stitching on them are not as good. Mm. And it's amazing for the product that they serve. What I also like about paisley and gray, I mean, talk about it just briefly, is that if you go to their website, Paisley and Gray, their clothing is basically unisex. Now, right. as a fashion designer, you know, every fashion designer has their own kind of niche. And
Mm-hmm.
back in the 80s, I always wanted flowers, butterflies, and
Yes,
what we
yes.
consider gender-centric patterns, female and male. And what I liked about Paisley and Gray is that they've introduced these patterns in men's clothing, and I love it. And when I tell you the pieces that they sent me, my obligation is to wear them, which is not an obligation,
Yeah, it's a joy. Yeah.
When you have men complimenting you on your jackets or your
Yeah.
clothes, or I mainly have jackets. Their pants, you don't know if they're Paisley and Gray. One thing that they need to change, but their jackets are their staple. Yeah, and they did steal the show.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Yes,
Yeah.
and
And like the color palette of those jackets too are like, you don't see that everywhere. You don't. They're
correct.
remarkable. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
So
a
yeah,
lot goes
Paisley and
into
Gray.
it. Yeah. Paisley and Gray. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's lovely. So you got to meet a lot of new people, some people you knew through TikTok, some you've already known, some people you
Right.
haven't met yet, and you had a chance to meet them there. And I think that's such, you know, whatever the event, I think that's such a good message to share as well, is to sort of go beyond your comfort limits, because I know you had mentioned that before, and this was sort of out of your comfort zone, and
Yes.
you just kind of went for it. And I think that's super important, especially right now, because I find like a lot of us are still in that staying inside mode, not going anywhere, not doing anything, you know, like being housebound and that kind of thing. And I think it's really important to share the message of like, go ahead and try something new. Go out and meet some new people. Go out to that event or that occasion. And, you know, so much joy can come from that.
If I may give, I think I told you the story, and it'll be quick. Two things happened in this particular trip, which is very, very touching. We were at the pool party, and basically you can rent out bungalows. The bungalows, they were expensive, but again, every dollar goes to the charity. Of course, they have to pay for the venue and what have you, but anything beyond that goes back to the charity. And I was going to do that. I was going to go on ahead and rent one of the bungalows. You bid on them, basically.
Okay.
And I said to myself, no, because I knowing me, I'm not going to sit in there. So, but of course, again, Liquid Shano, Leonard, we were already, we were kind of friends already. We had done a couple of productions already, so we were pretty intimate with each other. And I say that as friendships, but so we kind of, even though we hadn't met physically, we would interact with like this and
Right,
whatnot.
right.
So they had a bungalow because, again, Liquid Shano and Leonard, they were dominant. They were any nominee got their own bungalow. And I,
Okay.
and so here's the event, and I'm walking up to people, and I'm saying hello. I mean, total strangers, and I'm just having a great time. And you know, I'm walking up to people and giving them a hug because I do. Some of them recognize me, you know, and that's another experience in it of itself.
Isn't it
And
wild?
yeah, you know, and then and I'm realizing that. So then, of course, because through Paisley and Gray, I had to wear certain outfits for a certain period of time. I went upstairs and changed, and I come back downstairs and I'm still interacting. And there was a little spot in the back area that had several bars, and it was a nice secluded area. And I looked up, and I went to that little area, and I put my stuff down, and I just reflected, and I cried because, don't do it. My dad, I was not the person that you see here. I was a very negative person. I was a good father. I was just not an affectionate father. I was not easy to talk to. I was not very open. I was not very communicative. I was just a different person. And my dad would always call me, said, Cooch. Yes, that's my nickname, Cooch. come on, I have this gig. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. You know, later on, I found out from my stepmom, you know, he used to hate when he used to call you and used to say no, you know, because I used to just want to stay home and watch TV.
Right.
So here I am. That moment of an epiphany hit me, and I look up and I said, I know you're happy. I know you're happy. Oh. Because here I am. I'm interacting. I'm making everybody smile. I have a smile from ear to ear. Later on that day, we have a respite in between before the gala. The Leonard and all these big creators invite me to their room, and they tell me something that really just threw me aback. Liquid Shader says, Anel, we were going to tell you to come with us. And we're just watching you walking from person to person, giving people hugs. You're shaking hands. You're making people smile. We were like, look at this guy. He's such a social butterfly. And when I told them that story, they didn't believe it. Yeah. You know, and it goes to show you that, you know, anybody can change. You know, our perspective doesn't always need to stay negative. And ever since I've adopted this positivity, even through in my career just now, when something happened that everybody else around me was like so negative, I remained, even my main boss, I said, nope, let's stay positive, stay positive, stay positive. When I say, if you think positive, positive things will happen. I cannot tell you how many times that has come true for me. And I'm a firm believer that negativity just brings on negativity. And in the long run, you may not see the initial results, but in the long run, that positivity will manifest into something good. And so much has come out. It just fuels you, yeah. You know? It makes you selfish. It's almost like a drug.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel better. And it's okay if it's selfish. You know, the more selfish you are about it, the better you make other people feel.
Yeah, it's the intention behind it too. When you're saying it's a selfish thing, when you want to see people happy and you want to be happy, and it's okay to indulge in that, for sure. Absolutely. So long as your intentions are good. And my papa used to always say, whenever I was like worried about something or stressed about something, he'd always say, everything always works out. Everything will always work out in the end. Don't worry. Everything comes out in the wash. Everything always works out.
We stress over things we can't change, as opposed to just concentrating on the things we can change.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a matter of just staying positive. And I just cannot stress that enough. I told that same thing to my daughter a few months ago. I said, just stay positive. I think we had a conversation a few days ago. Stay positive. And my daughter just texted me a little bit before this, and she goes, I opened up my own business, Dad. I'm like, there you go.
Wow, that's amazing.
She started her own business, and she showed me, she applied for the tax ID and everything. And I'm so proud of her, you know. So,
that's amazing. You know, what is she going to do if you want to say?
She's doing white deepening consulting.
Oh, that's so great. That's such a great thing to get in. I'm seeing that everywhere now. So that's great. Yeah. I just did my lash treatment too. Yeah. So, that's amazing.
Yeah, she's excited about it. And as long as they're excited about it, that's what matters. And it's the drive that's behind it.
Yeah, so, excellent. Good for her. Yeah, good for her. So, well, tell me a little bit, because we have a few more things to cover, but I want to just get your perspective on, because you'd never been there before, on like Vegas, the actual city, and things that you did there, what you liked, what you thought was amazing, because I've been to Vegas a long, long time ago.
Okay.
And I am not a gambler. So
that whole part was of
non-interest to me.
Which is a big plus, by the way.
Yes.
If you're not a gambler.
The shows were great, the food was great, and the shopping was fabulous.
Well, luckily I didn't have too much idle time. So I arrived there. Yeah, I arrived there Thursday night. They basically stood in the hotel where the venue was being held. And of course, I'm overwhelmed. Even at the airport, you see the slot machines and everything. But the first night I did get there, I did take a lift over to Fairmount Street.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I always appreciate where I was brought up. I was brought up in the Bronx in the 70s, right? So you may take the kid out of the city, but the city will always be in the kid.
Right.
So the driver takes me down this alley, and she's like, "You got to be careful of this. You got to be careful of that." And don't get me wrong, I'm not complacent.
Yeah.
But and I always hear advice, but I'm like, in the back of my mind, I said, "Listen, man, I grew up in the 70s. Yeah, I understand it's a different, but anyway." She leads me down this alley, and I see these two gentlemen. They're fighting. Now, at first, I thought that it was like you have a lot of people doing shows.
Right. So yes, I thought that's true. Street.
Right. Groups, they have that I later found out they have designated areas.
Sure.
But obviously, this was not a designated area.
It was a show of a different kind.
It was like, it literally like out of a movie, you know, the dim lighting and everything. And all of a sudden, but you know what? I didn't get scared. I'm just watching them, and I'm like, they must be performing. And all of a sudden, I see the police just spray them.
Oh.
And I'm like, yep, I'm home. It just reminded me of 42nd Street back in the 70s. Okay. And boom, from there, I just felt very comfortable. I just walked up and down Fairmont Street. You know, the daiquiris are everywhere, yes. You know, and, you know, the performers are everywhere. And when I say performers, yes, you know, very, 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 exposed, performers.
Oh, yes.
That, if anything, was kind of a culture shock to see it just out there.
Just on the street.
And then,
Well, that's so similar to our Pride Parade we have in the city here. That was a bit too much this year, I hear.
A bit too
much.
Well, I know they have one in Vermont that's a little like that as well. But, I mean, and then what happened again, serendipity. So So that evening, I get a text from another creator, Vermomster. She's from Vermont. She's a big creator. She does a lot of baking, baking while she's baked, you know, Vermont, you know.
Okay.
So, but she's a big Star Wars fan, and we kind of mutuals and whatnot. And hey, Anel, are you here? I said, yeah, I'm here. So we met up that evening. And mind you, we had not physically seen each other. We just interact, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm looking at her, and she has something. And I had my one of my jackets on, right? So I'm going to show you something, and I show her this. No, not that one. Where are you? This one.
We're looking at a tattoo that you have.
Right. Yep. This one right here, the rebel. Yep. She has one in the same place. Same
thing. That's crazy.
So that right there, boom, that's it. We're bonded, you know. That was it. So we became the Vegas buddy. So we, you know, okay, hey, what are you doing? Okay, yeah. So we're, you know, so through her, I met some other people. And then the second night for the gala, again, you know, wearing one of my jackets, stole the show again.
Yep.
But I mean, I was supposed to meet Erin, is her name, Vermonster. She's not there, but I meet her other friend. And immediately I looked down and I said, no way. And she goes, I said, there's no way you have Gucci Adidas shoes on. And she goes to me, she goes, Erin said you would recognize that immediately. And boom, right there, we became friends. You know, like, it was just amazing. So it was just, the gala was awesome. You know, I had he's a big dancer, a big dancing creator. He gave me props. Where it's funny because you have this 55-year-old kid, you know, and literally, please understand, I'm not saying this to boast, it's just the energy, I'm feeling it again.
Yeah.
Wherever we were, that's where the party was. It was just amazing.
Oh, I love that.
You know, it was just amazing. I didn't sit down for once. I did get a VIP booth. Somebody could have said, I didn't even sit down. I didn't sit down once at all. It was just dancing and dancing and dancing. We just had such a great time. You know, it was just a really, really, and of course the show, the actual award show, it's just amazing to cheer for other ordinary people.
Yeah.
And I had posted a video a couple of days after I got home saying that, you know, you don't have to be extraordinary to be incredible. You just have to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this was all about. But of course, Liquid Shane was sitting next to me when they call his name, and I'm yelling, And I'm like yelling for him, you know, and it's amazing how we're cheering for another regular person. And when I say regular person, I don't mean that in a derogatory way.
No, it's like they're not a movie star or anything like that. They're
exactly, but you have a reverence for them because, you know, that's, you can relate to that person, you know, and that's what's amazing about it, you know, and just the humility that everybody had. Like I said, the biggest one was Scott D. Henry. I thought he was the biggest piece of, you know, what. And then when I meet him, I ended up saying to myself, you were the biggest piece for thinking that. Because you didn't know that person until you met him. His wife was incredible. He was incredible. We just, you know, of course, one of my favorites, Claudio Ravioli. Who doesn't know Claudio Ravioli? Claudio Ravioli was basically thrown down my throat. She would pop up on my FYP, and I'm like, why is this lady always on my FYP? To the point where I ended up, okay, I started watching, and I started really liking her stuff. We became mutuals, and when she saw me, it was just incredible. She just comes and runs up to me and just jumps at me. I'm looking at her husband. I fell in love with her husband. Her husband was just amazing. And then the other one was Alex. It's Alex. She's just hit 1 million followers. Everyone was just amazing. Oh, just amazing.
That's awesome. You know? I know my, I don't think he was, I'm not sure if he was nominated this year, but I know my buddy Justin Nunley, he won.
I think it was last year.
Yeah, he won the previous year. He's great. His wife's great. Did you see Ed Dudes? Because
he wasn't there.
Okay. He just came out with like he's doing, it's not really it's like a take on a Mr. Rogers Neighborhood.
I saw something in reference to that.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. It's like 7.5-8 minutes. And I just, you know what? And it is so funny that I saw that yesterday because I was talking to my friend Diane and I was saying, you know what? I miss like the wholesome, sorry, not my friend, not Diane. I was talking to my dad. Oh gosh, I have like the memory of a goldfish. I was saying like, I miss like the wholesome times, like the wholesome, like just, you know, Leave It to Beaver kind of, you know, do you remember that movie called Smallville? Where they back in time into the TV and they go into like the 50s.
It was called Blast of the Past, the movie.
Smallville. It was it had Reese Witherspoon and Tobey Maguire and
I did see that. I don't remember the name.
Is it Smallville?
No, Smallville is Superman,
that's a superhero show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna annoy me now. What I gotta figure that out.
I know which one you're talking about. The other one is Blast from the Past, that I thought that's what the one you meant. But yeah, I know which the other one with Tobey Maguire and Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, and it also had the old guy from Three's Company. What's his name?
Nell Foreman or Don Knotts.
Don Knotts.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta find them.
I know I'm kicking myself because I know everybody's listening.
I know what you're talking about.
Reese Witherspoon and Tobey Maguire. Okay, here it is. Pleasantville. Fuck's sakes. I know there's like a ville in there somewhere. Yeah, Pleasantville.
That's the one where it turns black and white when they're in
Pleasantville. Yes. But I was saying to my dad, like, I long for those, like, but I don't know, like, I'm just feeling like, and I'm not trying not to be negative. I know you're Mr. Positivity, but but I was just saying to my dad, we were having this conversation. I was like, the world has changed. The world is changing. Like, people are really different now. And it just, even going outside to run errands, I noticed people are not like as considerate or respectful, you know, like sometimes downright clueless. Like, it's just, it's very challenging lately. And I think a lot of that is part and parcel of where we have just come out of, you know, in terms of, you know, the pandemic and in terms of, you know, our current leadership. You know, and politics and everything else that's going on right now. And I think that has kind of really sort of subtly had an effect, maybe not so subtly, but had an effect on a lot of people. And the world is just changing. The world is changing. And it really kind of makes me in particular, I don't know about anybody else, but I just really long for those more wholesome times, but, you know, the morality, the respect, the kindness, the manners.
As much as I love technology, and yeah, you know,
that's what we were saying too. Technology is like,
you know, I'll give you a quick analogy. When I go to Disney World, you know, I'm fortunate that I can go to Disney World, right? And there are people that either through physical, financial, or geographical means, they can't make it there, right? And it's funny because, don't get me wrong, yes, I'll be on my phone to take photos. But when I tell you that people are like this and watching it through their, they get yes. more validation watching it from the small screen than to watch it real time. Mm. You know, I was just at the Comic-Con, and as much as that video as I would have wanted to take, I wanted to be there for me. Yeah. So I really didn't, there weren't that very many pictures. In fact, I've actually reached out to some other. There's a group, Tampa Bay Cosplay, to see if they have any pictures of me, because I've learned to kind of separate one from the other. Mm. And don't get me wrong. Yes, I'm one of those, you know, taking video, of course. I'm not going to lie. But there comes a point in time where everything becomes intimate. You have to balance.
Out. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I guess like it's back in the day when we would carry cameras with us, right? Like you would, oh, I need a picture of that. Oh, I need a picture of that. Yep. And we'd have our camera on it. But at a certain point, you know, the film would run out, you know what I mean? Or the battery of the, you know, of the camera would run out. And so you just were forced to just enjoy the rest of the day, and you had the memories that you had. So
your memory. Yep.
Yeah, and now we have everything that's on 100% all the time, full battery, mm-hmm. running 24/7. So yeah, I totally get that. Totally get that. And you want to enjoy and capture the experience firsthand. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I want to talk about your costume at Comic-Con, but I also want to fit in, you went to New York recently too.
I did.
Yes,
I did.
And you made some incredible videos, that was a fun little experience. Just this like vendor on the street had this like prop up station.
For me, this particular trip was special. Because, I mean, yes, my daughters live there, and it's easier for me to visit them than for them to come here. So I use it as an excuse to go visit them. But every time I go visit them, shop. Which I love. Don't get me wrong. I love. I always stay with my eldest daughter. So this time around, I wanted to do something a little different. You know, a real New Yorker, when they've never been to the Statue of Liberty, they've never been to, you know, the attractions and what have you. And I was one of them. So I've never stood in the city. You know, I've never stood in downtown in the, you know,
right.
in
the Times
city.
Square when, and all that.
When we, where, yeah, a lot of people don't understand. A native New Yorker, where I live is a city, right? But when we say in the city, we mean Manhattan.
Right.
So
okay.
That,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, right. So this time around, I did that. And I kind of reached out to my eldest because I didn't want her to get upset. I said, listen, I'm staying downtown. You know, she was like, no, that's awesome. You know, so, you know, it was different. I stood right within blocks of Times Square, and so I would just go to the hotel, take a walk, and literally right at the foot of Times Square. But this particular day, I had gone seeing my daughters. It was Father's Day, and that Sunday evening, you go up into Times Square, and they have all, just like, it's just like Vegas. You have a bunch of mm-hmm. performers and whatnot, not as regulated, but yes. And then you had these vendors with these 360 cams. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, wow. And then I had just seen a couple of weeks before Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And there was a song in there called Dog Days Are Over.
Love
which,
that song.
Believe it or not, I had not heard of until Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
No, it goes to show you. But obviously, it's an early 2000s song. And it just touched something on the, you know, in me. And I had tried to replicate a scene at here in my house by yeah. putting a camera on my TV back. And it came out okay. It just didn't convey the message I wanted. And the outfit I had on was just not planned. I happened to be wearing a paisley and gray jacket. And I'm walking away. I'm like, no, you're going to look like an idiot. You know, you were saying to myself, and I'm walking away, and I walk about a half a block away, and I'm like, no, I'm going to do this. F it. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. That, out of all the content that I've made, I've had some wonderful videos, but that video there.
It was such a cool video.
One of my best videos.
Yeah, it turned out really well. So it's like, they set up this 360 cam, and then mm-hmm. Does it maneuver around you, or do you go?
Yeah, it's basically a base
okay.
that has a motorized stand on it, and right. just the stand goes all around you.
Yeah.
The other effects I added on my own editing, but yeah.
Yes. That turned out really well too.
Yeah, and yeah, even before CapCut, even before all these other ones, I would always, that's one of my best investments I made was to get Video Leap. It was just amazing. And that song, one of the reasons that I'll be going to DC is to meet up with a couple of people from Paisley and Gray. That'll be that morning.
Oh, that's incredible.
I didn't want to say anything. Yeah, I couldn't say anything before. I don't expect anything from it. My energy is not the same. I wanted to take advantage. I wasn't going to go, but with everything going on with work, I said, let me see what that opportunity has to
be. Yes, always say yes to an opportunity.
That's right. Never say no to an opportunity, because you'll never get another chance to say no.
Yeah, again. You can always turn it down later if it's not a right fit. But comes to you, there's a reason for it, and sometimes it's not even that particular opportunity. Sometimes it's just going and you meet someone through them, or you have an experience in the city that was just meaningful, or whatever mm-hmm. it is. Right? There's always a reason for it.
But that video kind of was the one that. Kind of really got their attention more. It was supposed. What happened after that video was supposed to happen after Vegas, but it didn't happen. And then, of course, I posted that video on with me with the 360, and it was just amazing. You can see my expression. It's just amazing.
It was super fun.
It was just amazing.
I'm so glad you had that experience. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So tell me about your costume, because you put together a brand new costume for Comic-Con. You go to Comic-Cons frequently.
Yes.
It's not been your first one. You go to them frequently. And you are a diehard Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
I want to also talk about too how the novel is progressing, because I know that's on the back burners.
It's on the back burner. I have I started writing. I was going to reach out to you. I started writing because there's a particular character that I want to bring into it, which is going to be pivotal to the story. So what you have is part one.
Which is fabulous, incredible, right. incredible.
Now, I just finished rewatching The Mandalorian, and I've read quite a few Star Wars books to make sure that what my premise and where I'm going isn't going. And I just rewatched The Mandalorian, and they touch a little bit on it as to where I was going. So I was a little disappointed, not exactly, but anyway. But yes. That hopefully with my more regulated schedule,
give you some time to write.
Right. So what's funny about this particular character is I fell in love with him reading the books. Even though he's canon, I'm not a gamer. I am not a gamer. But this particular character, Darth Revan.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Right. So this particular character is a key character in the games of Star Wars. So I obviously I'm not a gamer, so I don't didn't know too much of him. So I started reading the books and realized that he is the closest character that comes to my Malivus character.
Okay.
But the last the, there are three books. The last book really scared me because I thought it was going to be what I was leading to, and when it didn't lead to that. So, but
That's why you gotta keep writing and finish it, because that, sometimes you manifest that, and other it
yeah,
goes
I
that
know,
it
and it, I
goes
know
somewhere
it does,
else, you know? Like that's happened to me so many times. I'm like, I have an idea for something, and then I put it off on the back burner, and 6 months
and then
later,
somebody else.
this person comes up with it, and I was like, what the heck? What?
It
So
does, it does.
yeah, so we
I
gotta
do,
act
I
on our
do.
manifestations.
You're absolutely, you're absolutely right. So, and I started making these characters, of course, and he really, really intrigued me. And I did create my own version of him, as you know. And then, so for this Comic-Con, I didn't want to wear makeup. Everybody was asking me for Joker. He hasn't been out for a while. He will be soon, I promise.
It's a lot that goes into that one. That's detailed. There's a lot of makeup
Yes, that
and
one is
prep.
detailed. It takes me about 3 hours to get him together, but it's not only the makeup, it's the energy that he requires. And yes, I do speak of them as other people because yeah, they are. And not only that, it's just I just want to take off my mask and just be able to
Yeah, be
see.
present. Enjoy the show.
So I reached out and I got this new last minute. It was last minute, and I was happy with the way I got it. The only bad part about that costume is it's very difficult to put on myself. So yes, so that is the only bad part about it. But yes, so I had a great time. People, the party I was with, I went with my sister and my nephew. And I lost them because everybody kept stopping me. Oh my God, I mean, we need to take pictures. We need to take pictures,
It really was
So
incredible.
it was incredible. It was incredible. I did get to meet with Giancarlo Esposito. I wasn't in my costume. I was in the outfit, but not my mask. And he looked at me. He goes, "Oh my God, you look awesome." He goes, and I'm very respectful. So he put on his mouth-eating face that we took a picture together.
I'll post a picture too on the maybe I'll add it to the banner for this episode.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
That'd be great.
But yeah, it was just, what I love about the Comic-Con is people of all ages, people of all races, of all different backgrounds are there just to have a good time. And everybody asks me, some of my best friends that have known me for years, like, yeah, no, how do you do that? I says, the first year I went without a costume and I felt bad. So then the second year I went with a costume and I almost didn't wear it. And my brother said, "You're gonna wear it." And I had such a great time. And then of course, now I go with the costume. So even at the hotel, when I was leaving the hotel, just to see people kind of smile, you see them smile because they're looking at something that, out of a book, out of a game, see these characters. So I'm
Especially for the
already
little
thinking,
ones, the kids and stuff, to see
oh,
that. I
they're
think that's
amazing.
like, yeah, they must
And
love that.
everybody's so respectful. Can we take a picture? Of course you can take a, they always ask. I have not had any bad experiences with, they have all kinds of security and everything. I have not had one bad experience and, other than the fact that I lost my party and I was like, and I had no cell phone. I had no
Oh,
cell phone. I had no cell phone. I'm like, I'm looking at them. I said, what do I do now? But then of course they ended up finding me and they're like, yeah, it's amazing. I'm already thinking about the next
the
one.
next
So,
one,
God willing, God willing. But yeah, but that was awesome. If you ever have an experience to go, and I did get some, I didn't spend too much money, but I did get something pretty cool. Yeah, that's the
Oh,
goal next
I
year.
trust you. You always pick up some a little few little goodies here and there.
And actually, going back to Vegas, so I was at the airport and they have an art gallery inside the airport called
Oh, nice.
Califano. And they had all these incredible. So anytime I go take a trip like that, I always try to find something unique to Star Wars. Some of my pieces are from New Orleans. That was one of my major trips. So I said, let me. So I was a little disappointed that I didn't get a chance to shop. which was good also. But but yeah, so at the airport, I had time. So I go into this gallery and I'm looking at the stuff and it's amazing. And I look at this one piece. I'm like, there it is. That's the one. And it was amazing. It was a Star Wars piece. So I did get to get a Star Wars, collectible from that art gallery in Vegas. So yeah.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's cool. Well, let's keep the positivity going because I just want to briefly touch on this. I don't know how much detail you want to get into, but we'll just briefly mention that you have a incredible opportunity that just came your way and congratulations on your.
Thank you. I begin class tomorrow. I insisted on taking the class, the full 3-week class, just to see what it is. My last day in New York, I got a call from my boss. As you know, our company was bought by a major company and we were a little upset about that. But I just kept positive. I said, let's just see what happens. You know, it could always be worse. It could be you guys out of here, right? So yeah, whatever your situation is, always say that to yourself. It could always be worse.
Yeah.
You know, sadly that's, you know, but anyway, so my first day I get back and now you're going to have the general manager ride with you. I'm like, okay, you know, so when I was younger, I always wanted to be something I was not. You know, I wanted to be the guy with the money. I wanted to be, show myself to be more successful than I was. I wanted to be, you know, he bought a, you know, car, I'm going to buy a truck type of situation, right? You know, and that's so toxic, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, I met him in the morning. I said, hey, how are you? My name is Anel. You're going to see who I am.
Yeah.
No holds barred. I'm not going to be any formidable. Nope, that's what I want to see. And I did my work. Just as I always did. So, you know, the transaction goes through, the sale finalizes. So far, everything is pretty much staying with a couple of bumps on the road. Pretty much everything stays the same. More importantly, my income has not changed, which was the big factor.
Right.
So, again, I was staying positive throughout this whole situation. So, a couple of weeks ago, I got a call from him saying, Anel, I have a wonderful opportunity for you. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking to myself, no, I don't want to change because it'll be a pay cut. You know, I'm making a certain amount of money and I know if I do this, but I didn't say no, right? Because right. You never say no to an opportunity.
Exactly.
You never get another chance. So last week, the Friday before last, we finally had the meeting that things did change. And it goes to show you remain positive. Positive things will come to you. So,
and long story short,
I was basically offered. I took the position because I knew that I was not going to be effective in their way. Right. I was not. So, if that situation didn't present itself, I would have been in an ugly place right now. But it goes to show you. And he was so impressed by the way that I dealt with my customers and the type of detail that I did with my work.
That's amazing.
That it basically spoke for myself. So I'll be starting a field training manager as of tomorrow. I may be able to wear some of my clothing because it's business casual, no more uniform. So and it is a more regimented time, 7 to 3:30 every day. No more on calls, no more, you know. So I'm excited about it because I do love training. I do love training. So it's going to be a good opportunity. At the same time, another opportunity has opened. Another gentleman reached out to me and another gentleman with a good financial backing, if I may, said, if that doesn't work out, we'll go our own way.
Oh, so, that's incredible. Again, that's amazing.
You know, I'm keeping a lot of things open. I'll be honest with you, had this owner would have told me that he was going to be selling it, I probably would have found a way to buy it. He has such a good business plan. I'm surprised that they didn't keep it.
Right.
But what do I know? I don't have an MBA, you know. But anyway, yes, good news. And
well,
I'm
you don't
looking forward to the
necessarily
ride.
always need one, right?
Yep, that's right. So, again, the moral of the story, stay positive.
That's incredible.
And good things will happen, you know. And good things doesn't have to be financial. It has to be a state of mind, you know?
Anything that brings you joy, and you're the captain of that statement, you know. Have joy is your thing, and
it's
so true. Anything that brings you a little bit of joy, that, you know, I always say happiness is fleeting, but you always look for the moments of joy, and you know you coined that phrase, have joy, and it's so true.
It's been amazing. There's a video that I posted that I've been sharing, and it's just been going, I want to say it's going viral. And I actually sent it to all of my older grandkids. I sent it to them. It says, when I'm long gone and you need to hear a positive word, I want you to play that back, you know? So yeah, it's, you know, and sometimes these messages that I put out there, they're for me too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not Teflon, you know, so. We all go, I'm not saying that I'd never get in a bad mood or start thinking in a dark way.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you need to find outlets for them. And you see my writings. So not only did I write the Star Wars books, you know, I write a lot of poetry as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's when you know that I'm not in a good place, but I use that as an outlet. So, yeah. And some of those actually handwritten in the journals that you gave me a long, long time ago.
Oh,
so,
that's great.
Yep.
I
Yep.
love that.
Yep.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
My friend, it's so good to catch up with you. It's been
No.
a minute since we had a real good catch up.
I know.
And it's been a long time coming, and so much has happened. And, you know, I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy for you. I'm so very, very proud of you. And I have to say, you know, you are a true blessing in my life. You are one of my best and dear and good friends, and I just appreciate you so much. And I'm so excited to see what's coming in the future for you.
You say that because I can be thinking something, and boom, there you are, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me! And it's the truth. It's like, okay, are we that connected? Because I was just about to send you something that afternoon, like later on today, whatever. But I always feel I always tell people, you know, we all have faults. My fault is that I always feel like I'm bothering somebody. So especially with the schedule, right? So, but that's just me. That's just, that's just me. I always think that way. I would rather have that fault than just to be a little too forward. So that's, you know, I always feel like I'm imposing and whatnot.
No,
but
no.
But yeah, but yeah, every they're just about every time, almost every time that you reach out to me, was just about, I'm really heavily thinking about.
We've done that so
okay,
many times.
Yep,
yeah,
yep. So, yeah,
yeah, it's
so,
a
yeah.
frequent thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're definitely connected.
It's good to catch up with you, my friend. Again, I'm excited to see, you know, you're starting a brand new week, and, you know, keep me posted and all the best.
Yeah.
And please let everybody know where they can watch your content, where they can reach you, where they can follow you, all that good stuff.
It's the same name, and it is my real name. It's Anel Cucci, and it's that across the board. IG, TikTok, of course, is where I started, and Facebook, Anel Cucci, and that's, I have no other accounts. I do, but as far as for the main one, those are it.
I will forever and always just refer to you as Anelucci.
Anelucci, yeah, and you're not the only one. Yeah, something when I was in Vegas, Anelucci, I said, yeah, I love it. Anelucci, yes. But
That goes back to when we first met, and I mispronounced the name, and because it sounded like Susan Lucci to me. If anybody's old time soap opera, watch the Children soaps. So,
And for the Half Joy, there's merchandise out there. You guys can get it. And
absolutely. Yeah, so. And where do people go to get the Have Joy merch?
Teesprings.com/halfjoy. Yeah.
Teesprings.com/halfjoy. Have Joy. Okay. So I'll add that to
which it. Hopefully sometime this year I'll trademark. Let's see how it
yes.
is.
Yes. Let's
I need to.
Yes,
I know.
Let's make that happen.
I need to.
And I just got your hat too, by the way. It was like when you first put it out,
they keep taking it. I don't know why they keep taking it down. I think it's because of my name, because of my username, but I don't want to put the product out there without my name. So they put it down again because somebody else asked me, where can I get the hat? I went to look up, they took it down again. So I believe it's because of my name, because it has connotations. So it is what it is. But
maybe you should just buy some wholesale and just keep like 10 on hand.
That's what I'm going to just make my own instead of the print on demand.
Mark it up and then sell it.
We're doing that. But that stuff is still out there. T-shirts are still out there. All that stuff is still out there.
Amazing. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining me, my friend. It's good to see you.
Same here. Thank you again.
And thanks for being on the show. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute and a half since we've done a show. It's been slow and easy this summer. So I think everybody too, like a lot of my regular people that I watch and listen to, they're kind of taking breaks and stuff too. So we've got to encourage each other to get back in there. So
like with you, life is happening, you know?
And, yeah, life happens.
And that's what's happening, which is great. You know, we do miss the idle time. I do.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But life happens, thankfully.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, sir. I will talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody, for joining in and listening and watching. We love the feedback. So don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. And we'll see you soon. Bye, everybody.